Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I had my microphone really loud, didn't I?
And mine's really far away from me.
It's
I don't know what happened
Thursday.
In the break.
We're all disheveled.
What's happening?
It's Thursday like it's Monday.
Yes. Thursday often feels like Monday, I feel like. That's a philosophical discussion for a different day.
That's a whole nother program.
Like, it's pre-Friday, right? Isn't that how it works?
Pre-Friday. Friday Eve. But it's in the morning, so that doesn't work.
Oh.
Well, let's talk about something more important. How about...
That's a good idea.
Revitalization. In studio today, the Reverend Dr. Mark Wood. He's Director of Witness and Outreach and Revitalization in the LCMS Office of National Mission. There are too many ands in that title.
Yes.
One is an ampersand, though.
One is an ampersand. That's very, very stylish, ampersand.
Yes, because I've had to write it a number of times. One's an ampersand.
This is true. I do always use the ampersand.
Yes.
All right. So let's focus on the part after the second and, revitalization. What is revitalization and this new program? I'm all familiar with Witness and Outreach and the work you've been doing with that. I want to know more about revitalization and revitality.
Okay. Well, I guess we go back to 2013 and...
This is a 12-minute program.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Synod and Convention passed a resolution directing the Office of National Mission to address what's a real concern of our church body and many church bodies in North America, and that is the decline that our congregations are facing. Now, decline can be measured in different ways. People, in terms of members, people in worship, dollars in the plate, but however you want to measure it, statistically about 80% of our congregations are in some stage of decline. And so the resolution was passed and Office of National Mission was pressed into action, and they asked me to take the lead on this initiative, and from that Revitality was born.
So what is this program?
Revitality. Now, the name is a little play on words. It's RE: Vitality.
Which is why I said Revitality.
There you go.
You got to have the dramatic pause in there, right? Since you can't see the colon on the radio.
You can't. So that's why we're letting you know it's there. So. But RE: is re or regarding. What's this all about? It's about vitality. And so we don't focus on how do we increase the numbers, whether people or dollars or whatever. We're focused on what is the source of our vitality, which is life. And that's Jesus. And where is Jesus to be found? Well, he's to be found in word and sacrament. So revitality resources then are all centered around how do we bring word and sacrament ministry to more people, both in our congregation and people in the community around our congregations. And from that, we can plant and water, and anticipate the growth that God promises. So 1 Corinthians 3, you probably recognize that plant water comes from there. That's kind of a foundational verse for revitality. We plant, we water, God gives the growth.
So when we talk about congregational decline, you know, that's pretty sad, I guess. It's not a very positive thing, but this Revitality program is a lot of positive things that churches can do.
Right. And what I'd like to do is kind of sum up what we're all about in Revitality by saying Revitality is about doing the things we do because we're the church, not because we're the church in decline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's focus on being who we are in Christ. What is God's mission for his church in the world? How do we take hold of that mission in a local context? Because every congregation is an instance of the body of Christ in a place at a time for a people of mm-hmm. God's choosing. And so he's chosen for us to serve him in a period of decline. I mean, periods of growth are a lot more fun. Decline is a little more challenging, but mm-hmm. this is the time God's chosen for us. And we're to respond faithfully to that. So Revitality is about getting resources into the hands of God's people so they can respond faithfully to the place, the time, and with the people that he's chosen for them.
So the word decline is a little deceiving because we try to sum up everything in that word decline. But decline really is about, particularly about, the the numbers, it sounds like, but that doesn't mean that God isn't at work in his church and that our vocations aren't valid and that the local congregation isn't doing what they've been given to do.
Exactly, and that's why we don't want to focus on the numbers.
Yeah.
So people ask me, well, does Revitality make any difference? Can you point to a congregation that's increased its attendance or increased its membership? Or say, well, no, that's not our focus. Our focus is on planting and watering. And anybody who has grown up around agriculture knows planting and watering is a lot of hard work, and then there's a period of waiting that follows that. The harvest doesn't happen right away, unless you're talking about radishes, but I don't like radishes, so...
love them.
You love radishes. But
I can't tell you the last time I had one.
I know, it explains a lot.
So, yeah.
But if you're like,
yeah.
If you're like watermelon or pumpkin, you're going to be waiting a while. You know.
Oh, man.
But we plant and we water and we anticipate the growth. So
when you're visiting a congregation for Revitality, you explain to them that they're pumpkins, not radishes.
Or watermelons.
Or watermelons.
Or something.
Tell me about the process. You've been traveling, meeting with congregations about Revitality. What are these congregations seeking, and what are you doing when you're there for a Revitality workshop?
Well, Revitality is actually made up of modules, and each module addresses a different aspect of congregational life. The first module that we developed and been out all around the Synod is called Connect to Disciple, and it's focused on outreach. How do we reach the non-church people in our community in a way that helps move them from being simply a connection to the congregation to a disciple of Jesus? And so in each module, there's a process that we teach, and there's tools that we provide. So when we leave after a weekend workshop, the congregation members who have been to the workshop are fully equipped with a process and the tools. They don't need the outside expert, quote unquote, to come back and work them through this stuff. They don't need a consultant. They have a process. They have the tools. So that's the first one. Right now we're piloting. We're out field testing two more modules. One is called Shepherding the Strays, actively serving our inactive members, because a big part of the decline of our church are just people who have wandered off. And so congregations are often faced with an overwhelming task of going out and reaching those people that have wandered away. And so Shepherding the Strays, again, provides a process and the tools to help them address inactive members. And then one that I really have in the middle of right now, and it's really exciting, is joining in God's mission, strategic planning for congregations, which begins with the understanding that God has a mission. God has a mission, and he has a purpose for his congregations. And we're, you know, through a process, we want to discover what is God's purpose for us. What is our role in God's mission in this place and at this time and with these people? And so those are the three modules that are currently available. And then there's seven more in phase one and a bunch more in the next phase. And because Revitalization is about what? What we do because we're the church. So it covers all sorts of things. And so it'll be years in the making.
Wow. That's impressive. You mentioned non-churched. And for people who haven't been through Everyone Has Witnessed, that might be a term that people are unfamiliar with. But it's a good term to understand.
Yeah, the term was one I wrestled with for a long time, because how do you refer to the people we're trying to reach? Right. We don't want to call them unbelievers and pass judgment on them. There's lots of different words that are used. So settled on non-churched, and there's two kinds of non-church people. There's the de-church people. They used to belong to the church, but they don't belong anymore for whatever reason. So they're de-churched. And then there's unchurched people who've never been connected to a Christian church. And you put those into, you know, the whole big category of non-churched. So it just describes their situation without passing any judgment. So,
because people don't like to be judged.
Well, I think Andy does.
Well, maybe.
Let's try it.
Bring it on. As long as it's
I like my job.
What responses have you, speaking of being judged, what responses have you received from congregations who have participated in some of these early modules of Revitality?
Well, the first response that comes to mind is that people are kind of surprised that this is a resource available from the Synod. Mm-hmm. And what is the Office of National Mission? And what are you guys doing? And where did this come from? I think there's a lot of just, I don't, what's better, no better word for it, but ignorance about what the Synod is and does. And so I say tongue in cheek, this is your Synod dollars at work. You know? So the support the congregations provide to the Synod, some of that trickles into these programs. And so, hey, they're pretty excited about the Synod has a resource to help us. So the other thing that I find in terms of reaction is people, they feel very overwhelmed at the beginning. But when they see, oh, here's a simple process that we can follow, and here's the tools that we need to do it, and it's doable, and it's within their capability, we leave them with a sense of hope. And I like to see that transition from that, oh, this is so overwhelming, to, hey, we can do this.
What is it that you think most of the congregations who are starting this process find overwhelming about it?
I think it's mostly from the unknown. Mm-hmm. You know, so they know there's a, quote, problem. They maybe have tried some things that didn't work, or they've been afraid to try something for fear of doing it wrong, or just not even knowing how to begin. And so they're coming in with this, oh, we have a problem. And they don't see that the, quote, problem is really a great opportunity for the gospel, and trying to turn that in the course of a workshop to say, this is an opportunity. God is not a haphazard God. He just didn't, oh my gosh, what happened? My congregation's in decline. The community changed. Oh, it caught me off guard. I was busy doing some other stuff. You know, just keeping an eye on Andy all the time keeps me busy enough. So, no, God knows exactly.
Things God never said. Okay.
He's going to turn the music on you.
But, you know, so to really understand this, you know, God's still God. He's still in control. He still has a plan. It's still working out. We can relax a little bit and trust him. Yeah, you know, the Holy Spirit does amazing things for his church. And so let's get back to the business of being the church. Don't worry about the results. The Holy Spirit can take care of those.
Whether you're a pumpkin, a watermelon, or a radish.
Or mango.
Ooh, hey.
God provides the growth. The Reverend Dr. Mark Wood, Director of Witness and Outreach and Revitalization, LCMS Office of National Mission on Revitality. We can find more about Revitality on...
Well, the Synod website, if you look under What We Do, Revitalization, we have a Facebook page. Look for LCMS Revitality.
Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
It's a pleasure.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.